hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
Oh, Lauren Cohen along with Chris Bury here on WSAM 890. Know when to fold them, President Trump.
And it looks like Mr. Trump is caving on his big signature item of that beautiful wall along Mexico that, you know, who's going to pay for?
Who's going to pay for the wall?
Mexico!
Who's going to pay for the wall?
Mexico!
Who's going to pay for the wall?
Mexico!
Well,
who's
going to
pay for the wall? We are.
Well, you know, at one point it was going to be Democrats who were going to pay for the wall, but now it looks like it's not even going to be part of this budget deal to get through the next few months of spending.
David M. Drucker, Washington Examiner, joining us now with his take on walking back the wall. Hey, David.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you? What do you make of this?
Well, look, interesting. I think the mistake the Trump administration made was throwing down the gauntlet to begin with when it was not necessary. First of all, I think there will be money in the omnibus, as we call it around here, for border security, generally speaking. And it is true that a lot of work and planning needs to go into pre-construction, and the truth is they may never break ground because of lawsuits and probably some cricket whose habitat would be messed with or something. But the point is, when the president decided to say, I want money for the wall, and in fact we're going to make it conditional upon propping up Obamacare, he created a scenario in which he now appears to be backing down. And so I think what it has done is embolden Democrats to challenge him in the next round of budget talks that are going to come around in September. And it has potentially weakened the Republican position, because once you make a pronouncement and then back away, it just makes everything more difficult going forward, because people assume that you're not serious, you're not really going to go to the wall, and that they can, you know, have their way with you.
Does that make it easier for Trump to get rolled by Congress?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, he can always, first of all, politics can change, and he can always reset his relationship with them, but it gives Congress the impression that he doesn't have to be taken that seriously. And I think really part of the problem with this is, not only did he not have to do this at this time, but, you know, they kind of threw it out there on television without making it a formal part of the negotiating process. And I think there's a difference between making proposals in a, you know, private or semi-private negotiation and then moving the puzzle pieces around until you get somewhere where everybody's happy. You're never going to get penalized because within negotiations, in meetings, you said, what about this? And somebody said, no. And you're like, okay, what about this? And you finally get somewhere. But, you know, in politics, when you go in public and say, I want this or else, or you give that impression, that when you don't stick to your guns, then nobody, you know, next time around, people are going to be like, whatever, we can roll this guy. He's not serious. He'll back down under pressure if we create enough of it. And, you know, that is a problem. I mean, so much in politics is leverage. And I think what the president needs to learn, obviously he was a very successful entertainer and a businessman and real estate developer, is that in Washington, everything's interconnected, almost everything. So however one negotiation goes on one piece of legislation, it's going to impact the politics and the negotiation on another piece of legislation, whether or not those pieces of legislation are related. Everything around here, everybody has a long memory. Things are interconnected. And you're not dealing with people that are just looking to make their balance sheet work. You're dealing with people who have a value system. And so it's not just, should we fix healthcare? It's how.
And that's the thing about learning the lesson. That's the thing, David, about learning the lesson, because what happened with President Obama? He wanted a legacy, his signature health care. They rammed this thing through. They didn't know how they were going to pay for it. And you would think the lesson would be learned to President Trump, even though he's got these big liners of things that he wants to do. If you do it that quickly, it's going to be sloppy and it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you might say in some ways he's learning, as we've seen them shift on how they were handling the health care bill. They, you know, there was a lot of bluster, and then they backed off and they let Republicans negotiate among themselves, and we might be getting somewhere on that. But I still think they need to understand how much values motivates decision making.
And it's not just Republicans. The Wall Street Journal had a big story this week. They surveyed every congressman and senator who borders the wall, every single district. Not one, a Republican or Democrat, whose district borders the wall supported the wall. So he's got a lot of pushback in his own party on this.
Yeah, yeah. And not only that, you know, within this debate over the border wall and whether funding should be included, they were, you know, trying to tie it potentially to these Obamacare subsidies called cost-sharing reductions. And ironically, the members of Congress who stand to suffer most politically if these things aren't funded are Republicans, because there are a lot of people who access plans that are dependent on these subsidies that live in Republican districts. And without these subsidies, the insurers could pull out. People could lose plans, lose coverage, lose more, you know, have fewer choices. And so it's just a big mess for Republicans right now.
David Drucker of the Washington Examiner, thanks so much for coming on. We really appreciate your insight.
Anytime. Thank you.